Hey guys, welcome to the Big Talk with Austin. We're going to be doing something a little bit different. This is another exclusive episode. So we're going to be talking about Cobra Kai season 4. This came out 2 weeks ago, from I can remember correct. And so
yeah,
I have Carson here. This is his first exclusive episode. He's been on like the news stuff and all that. So. We're just gonna I don't know, like, do you want to do spoilers or non-spoilers?
Whatever your fans or people that like to listen to you prefer. I think in order to be able to talk the entire series though, spoilers, right?
Yeah, I never done a review on it, so it's like I'm trying to think, and it's also been out for 2 weeks and it's on Netflix, and I feel like by now if people really wanted to watch it, they would watch it. So I guess we can go with spoilers. So that, I guess that's your warning for the people that are listening and you haven't listened, if you haven't watched it. So it's like, it's on Netflix, and it's like, if you don't have Netflix right now, it's like $15 for Netflix. You know that there's like a subscription, like you can update your subscription to watch Netflix in 4K.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, that's kind of stupid. Like it's like $5 more.
And it depends how good your Wi-Fi is. Otherwise, you're going to be, I don't know. You can download, I think, though. That's what I do. I download it onto my iPad. Works great.
Okay. So. All right. Well, I mean, physical is much better than streaming anyways. People will say no, but it is. It really is. So, yeah. Anyway, I guess you want to start from, like, the beginning, and next we go through the end in order. It's been a while since I watched the first. I don't know. I thought the first episode was good. I like the one thing I can definitely say that what has a big difference in the series is Johnny. I think he has the best character development, and I like him the most. I would agree
by far. And it's interesting. Are we talking, do you want order of episode, or you just want synopsis, overall?
Well, I want to go into detail in certain, like, I guess we can go into detail in certain episodes, but we can just do, like, overall and all that.
Okay, great. No, I was going to say, I 100% agree. The relationship that Johnny specifically has with Danny LaRusso's daughter. Sam. I think that by far was the best development with Johnny, and kind of recognizing how his, you know,
a big impact.
A big impact, especially how like his type of karate, Eagle Fang, like actually does something that's helpful to a character, right? And so by far the most development, he listened the most, he enjoys Miyagi-Do. The one thing that I think hurts his development specifically in this season is I think they're, oh, I don't know why I yeah, gave I don't, thumbs
I,
up.
I don't even I don't, know how you did that.
Do I like, you know?
Okay.
Anyway, I think that parts of it, they make him look like a 5-year-old, like this Miguel doesn't like me.
That's kind of his character though, a little bit.
Yeah, but
at some points it gets like annoying.
He's been growing, right? Yeah. And so
who they like dishonor the most is Daniel. I feel like Daniel, I started hating even more, and I think that kind of ruins me watching Karate Kid. There's been at some points where I want to get it on 4K. It's like, but now I just hate Daniel, because Daniel is like, and we'll get to this later on, because Daniel just is that, he's just that character that has to get everything that he wants now. It's like, great.
Absolutely.
Cool.
And it makes him unlikable, because he's supposed to be
the hero.
Everybody is. Yeah. Absolutely. And so it seems interesting to me that that you would take a hero and then make him seem like a bad guy. It was dishonoring to his original sensei.
Yeah. Well, I don't have a problem with him, like, you know, like falling off the wagon, but him getting back on it. Like, that's his, that's what should be happening. And that's what, like, I guess, for example, is Luke Skywalker in The Last Jedi. A lot of people don't like The Last Jedi. I personally like it. It's just not the casino stuff in Rose.
Yeah, that's a
yeah.
You take those two out. It's a decent movie.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the special effects are really good, mm-hmm. but it's hard because it's like even Sam.
I like her a lot more in this one because she's not like a whiny little brat like in the third season or even the second season.
I disliked her even more.
Well, no, I liked how she's starting to become a little bit more of the villain. It's like, okay, she's starting to become a little bit more of the villain, but then she just, you know, kind of gets her way back. She's becoming Miguel like in season one, basically when she starts to take on that Cobra Kai side like Miguel did. So it's like, it's again symbolizing Cobra Kai is bad and all, but
her constant need to just make fun of Tori drives me crazy because
it's not
indicative.
Well, yeah. It's something that would happen, but it's like, okay, we're just going in circles now. It's like, all right, nice. And which is another thing is like when the season comes to an end, it's like, why does there need to be a fifth season? Because the whole message of the season, I don't know if people caught this, but I messaged you this when you finished it. It's like the whole message of the season is like, you can't get everything that you want at the end of it. And so it's like,
we see that time and time again.
Mm-hmm. I feel like Sam might have got that point of the message. Like she's upset and all, but she doesn't take it to the level like Daniel does when the season ends. It's like, no, I'm not gonna own my honor to the bet. Fuck Cobra Kai. Mm-hmm. We're gonna finish this. It's like, but we already did this. We're just so the next season is going to be just the same point again. But I guess Cobra Kai losing. Because that's supposed to be the final season.
Well, and here's the thing, and they set it up to be this big thing. Okay, you take Miyagi-Do and Cobra Fang and put them together, yeah, right?
But they don't. They
probably win. That's what I mean. But that was the whole.
Yeah, and they don't do that until literally the last episode, and like they realize, oh, this works. It's like yes, but that was the whole point of you guys coming together. But you guys did your own thing, but then you guys realize, oh, we need to combine it, but you don't. Still don't do it.
Did you think that they did Miguel's character justice in this season?
I feel like he was more of a little baby in this one.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's taking more of the Miyagi side, which is understandable, but him not being like I don't know. I feel like he like the levels of him not wanting to do Kung Fu anymore, it's just like dropping is like how it is.
Yeah.
I don't know really how to explain his character. Like I think his character just took a back step from what he used to be. That's a good way to put it.
What they should do is they should have Sam now date Robbie the next season. So she goes like Miguel, Robbie, Miguel, Robbie, Miguel, oh, Robbie, Robbie.
Please Miguel. Don't. I mean, like he ran off, so they might do that. I don't know. He's like, well, you ran off without a word, but we were dating, but you ran off.
Yeah, it's great writing. Yeah. No, I think they just need to throw. Sometimes they have hard time deciding. Okay, what are the dynamics going to be between these two characters? And that character dynamic, the little love triangle, is just very agitating. And then Tori, what's the point of Tori if she's not really with Robbie? Yeah. Is she using Tori to get Sam? You know what I mean?
Yeah, like I guess they're a thing now. When he hated Tori in the last season, or no, it wasn't the last season. It was season two that he hated Tori. But then he realized. Like that's the like I don't know. I think Robbie also had. I didn't really like Robbie that much. I don't hate the actor or anything, but I just found Robbie. I liked him a lot much more in this season, but I don't know.
Did you think? Because I thought some of the character arcs were good. I liked Eli Moskowitz. Moskowitz Hawk. Mm-hmm. I liked his. I like that.
Yeah.
it's interesting, and they did a really good job at this. You almost forget who Hawk's name really is because they've been calling him Hawk the whole time. And then they go, call Eli, you know, Moskowitz.
Yeah, for like one episode.
Mm-hmm. And then you're like, who? And then it's like, oh yeah, that's Hawk's real name. Yeah. And so it's nice to see this arc of like, okay, this is who he is now.
He's like Darth Vader, sort of.
Yeah, and his girlfriend Moon, I think is her name.
Yeah, they get back together. Oh, nowhere apparently, but all right. Well, I mean, she appreciates him. She appreciates him a lot more now. Mm-hmm. But it's like, I don't know. He's only been good for maybe a week or so. So it's like, because I don't, what's the time period of this season? It's like a week. It sounds like
just about.
But let's talk about the villains. So Silver, very misleading type of villain. He starts out like, yeah, I don't want to do this. And like, it's hinted that he's on medication. And next but even without the medication, he knows that what he did in the past was wrong, but then goes back.
Yeah, he's kind of crazy.
He goes back to doing that again. It's like, but the whole reason he joins Cobra Kai isn't for that reason. He's just doing it to carry out the deed that he did that he promised years ago, but then his motives completely changes later on in the season. It's like, okay. And he frames this, and he frames Kreese for what reason?
Which is hilarious.
It's like, it's
his weakness.
Yes,
you know,
his weakness, but it's like, that's not very clear enough. Well, it's not a good enough reason to frame one of your friends that you've known for years.
Well, and he has all this money. And so this whole idea of, I'm going to open a bunch of Cobra Kai, you know, fighting.
Which was this actually, that was one of his lines in the third movie. That he, that was one of his plans. So he's going to carry that out, which is, I guess, a little nod to it, but no one likes the third one, so it doesn't really matter.
I was gonna say, I didn't know.
You think they'll bring the girl from the fourth one into the fifth season? They have to at this point. They're bringing everyone back, but
assuming those actors sign contracts and stuff, I would imagine. I mean, I know Daniel LaRusso drives me crazy because he's like a man of his word.
Yeah.
And then he doesn't follow his word. It's very confusing. I don't get it.
I hate throughout the season that Johnny is always the first one to make the first move. And it's not, Daniel does it once. He does it once throughout this whole entire season, but then he undoes it literally that episode or the next episode. Cause he undoes it when he sees Silver, and it's like, okay, so that whole entire character development that we just had is pointless.
Absolutely, yeah.
Sweet. I'm glad I watched that episode.
Well, and you almost sit there and you're like, okay, you know, Daniel LaRusso's wife she was agitating at first, and then Mrs. LaRusso kind of came in to be like this nice, you know, character.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. It's very confusing. Like, it's like, you know, it's all around.
You're on and off. Yeah. And she has a lot more involvement in this season. Like, she's kind of like antagonizing Tori. Like, I mean, like, she's trying to help, but it's like, you were told to stop at first. And it's like, and some of the problems that come on later on in the season is because of her, because she's in that mindset of, oh, I just have to help. And she comes off like she has money, tries to give Tori food. It's like, that's probably not the greatest move that you could do. The getting back into the school part is good enough. That part is like, that's part, like, it's probably the perfect thing you can do. But giving someone food is like, that's just coming off like, oh, so I'm poor, then I can't pay for myself.
Like, and she got mad. It was hilarious.
Yeah.
And it's difficult because you see the good intentions, but then it's like, how do you know that she's not, how do you know you're not doing that to like get in her head or mess with her kind of thing? Mm-hmm. And you don't.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know. Like, this season has its own like goods and bads, but I just see more of the bads at this point because, like, I want something, because I was expecting in this season, now, like, realizing it, I was expecting them to let, like, their problems, like, push them to the side and finally work together. But more of those problems just start on to one another.
Oh, you froze.
And just, you know.
Hello. Okay.
That's odd.
Yeah. Yeah, it froze for a second. I don't know why. So, do you think that... So, overall, looking at it from, like, a fourth season, okay, mm-hmm. I didn't actually think it was terrible. It could have been way worse, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think that Terry Silver is a good villain. He's a good throwback person, right? But maybe how they introduced him, how he took, you know, Kreese's space, a lot of that's just kind of weird.
Yeah, and Kreese being mad at him, I don't know, like, I felt
well,
like...
and it's like, now here's where it could be great. If they do like a good, not redemption per se, but if they make John Kreese like an evil, evil villain.
No, that's why I was thinking that like he was going to be like the whole, but no, I think what they're trying to redeem Kreese. It's like, why? Why are you trying to redeem Kreese? It's like he's been trying to redeem multiple times. Clearly it's not working. And it's just like,
I think that they'll end up not redeeming him. I think what they're going to do is they're going to say, okay, we don't need to redeem him because he's not a redeemable character. We just need to make him more evil to like outwit Terry Silver, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is great. So
I just don't know what they're, I don't know. Let's talk about the ending then, I guess, at this point. Like, I hated that they brought back, what's his name? The guy that wasn't in the last season, but comes back for like one episode, then gets beaten up.
Oh,
I forget his name. The guy, like the guy that's trying to be a Cobra Kai.
Stingray.
Stingray. He was funny, like, and like he's funny and all, and like in the previous season. But here, I was like, why are you here? Oh, to frame Kreese. Yeah. Okay, cool. You're just a plot device now. Great. Cool.
I actually thought that was terrible. Was bizarre.
Like this dude beats you up, and like the whole, and he just wants to be in Cobra Kai, which Cobra Kai isn't even the Cobra Kai he knows anymore. Like in the real world, you would just go join Johnny Lawrence, like whatever his is now.
Yeah.
I don't, and like the whole mindset of, you know, framing someone just to be part of a karate club doesn't make any sense. Yeah. And that's just going to come bite him in the butt later on. And
he looks like an idiot.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just,
I didn't like that. I agree. I thought that was plot convenient is what it was.
Yeah.
There shouldn't have been a reason in which that was the driving force behind it. It just didn't make any sense. So I agree.
Like, you could have framed Kreese in multiple different ways. You could have framed him by rigging the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, well, would you go to jail for rigging the tournament? You'd probably pay a fine, maybe, and they would give the trophy to you.
Well, and that's the thing is do we know, and maybe I missed this, do we know how he rigged it other than paying the ref?
Is paying the ref to say, hey, don't.
No, I know. But the points wise, it looked like they scored the points correctly, though, didn't they?
Well, there was one point where the ref said no point because she was on the line. But then they say like, oh, she hit her before she was on the line. Like that was the hinting of it, but like that wasn't like clear enough and wasn't like there should
see
been,
that's what I thought
there should have been more like points weren't given type of scenarios. But in a karate tournament, anything can happen. It's like, how can you even rig that? Like that doesn't,
that's what I mean. And you're premising that she has to get kicked like six times.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean, like the one girl could totally, you can't really rig.
Yeah, like you can easily, like easily as the round starts, you can lose like in 3 seconds. It's like,
yeah,
I, like maybe rigging like a baseball game makes sense, but you can't rig a karate turn.
Like the strike zone, you could probably rig the strike zone, but if you're watching a contact sport, if I kick you in the midsection,
yeah,
you can't say, oh, that doesn't count. You know
it,
what I mean?
It's too low.
It would be hard. Yeah. Yeah. It would be hard to rig it. You would have to have somebody that doesn't know what they're doing, and you'd have to have a good player as well. I totally agree.
It's just stuff like that, that I see that just bothers me. And just it's like, it's those stuff that I keep seeing and it's like, oh, great. That just ruins the season even more for me. And
it's just too convenient, and it stinks because you know that they have good characters, you know,
it's proven in the first 2 seasons. It's been proven.
Yeah.
I
like season 2 a lot. Season 2,
I like the finale of season 2, like the school fight scene. Like, you know, it embarrasses me that, you know, all these people that worked on this can't, you know, do something like, you know, Matrix, where we can actually see the fight. But it's just like, it's like there's so much good talent in this show, and it's like you should be past this point and should be doing better things with the show. Yeah.
They do have an opportunity to do that, and that's what stinks, is it's like, well, you know you should be able to, but it's just interesting how they've kind of prioritized certain character development and whatnot. But like I said, sometimes it's plot convenience,
like the kid, like the middle school kids. I'm skipping the whole entire whatever is going on, and it's like I can predict whatever's going to happen without even watching it, like, because this kid is like getting bullied. Oh god, I turned off my light, that's not the one I wanted to plug.
No, you're good.
But yeah, there's this kid that's getting bullied in school, and so he's trying to join Cobra Kai, which the reason that he's being bullied is stupid. Like, no one, like, at least now these days, wouldn't bully him for playing video games or like being a new kid or what. Like, no one would
and
care.
Even then, nobody bullies people for playing video games, I don't think.
Or like, that's liking, cool, or liking now. Anime. Like, back, maybe back then, like, yeah, probably, but not now these days.
No, I was going to say, I know a bunch of people that watch it, and I'm like, it surprises me, because I'm like, oh, I didn't realize that was a thing now, because you people used to not watch it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I definitely thought that was interesting.
And there was a subplot that he liked a girl, which goes absolutely nowhere. They figure out that he plays this game, but then finds out his username somehow, and next joins a lobby with him. And, you know, cyberboys them. It made no sense.
That seems too difficult to get all to do all that for kind of thing.
It's like, what is your reason to hate him? Like, there is no reason at all besides to get to a character development point where it's so Robbie realized, it's like, oh, I created a monster because I was the monster. Like, you could have done that any other way. Like, besides, you know, lazy writing. Like, I've seen so much lazy writing throughout the past year. It's like, I'm annoyed with myself for just noticing it. It's like, I want, like, 355, for example, which I will be seeing again with you, which I don't know why. But, like, I just know, like, it's just don't know why people like this keep getting hired for...
I think it's just from a perspective of, like, I don't even know how to explain it, because sometimes I'm like, what were you trying to accomplish with that story?
Like, with 355, they hired the guy that made Dark Phoenix, The Last Stand, and a bunch of other crappy movies, and he still finds work. Like, how is that even possible? Like, no one looks back on his old previous films and it's like, oh yeah, that didn't do
director?
So well. Yeah, he's like, he directed the movie.
Simon Kingbird?
Yeah.
Oh, he was supposed to do the New Mutants. Interesting.
I didn't know that part. But yeah, he'd done all these films, but no one realized, like, oh, these were not the greatest. Maybe we should not go with him. Like, no, like, not, I just don't understand, like, how those, and like, I don't know. It just blows my mind that certain points get passed through like producers. Like, yeah, that's good. That's good dialogue writing. Yeah, yeah, I like that. Like that. Okay.
So, in case you're wondering, and this is probably why they hired him, he's done Dark Phoenix, 355, New Mutants, X-Men Apocalypse, Fantastic Four, terrible movie.
Yeah, all those are terrible. Every single
Days
one
of Future Past. He's done both the Deadpool movies. He's done Logan, X-Men First Class, The Martian.
I guarantee he had a little to do with it, though. Was he the director of the... He wasn't the director of Apocalypse. I know, or Logan. I know that for a fact.
Logan, he was not the director.
Yeah. But Dark Phoenix and Last Stand, he was.
Yeah, interesting. I don't know, but it's interesting that let's see, was he Deadpool? Was he the director?
No, that was Tim. That was Tim. I forget his name. He did Dark. Tim, the director of Deadpool, did Dark Fate.
Tim Miller.
Uh-huh. Yeah, terrible. Also, another terrible movie. But not Deadpool.
Oh, you didn't like it?
Not Deadpool, Dark Fate, Terminator, Dark Fate.
Yeah. Simon Kinberg. Was a part of Sherlock Holmes too. Good movie. I like this.
Yeah.
So
he probably has little to do with those good movies though. He's not like the front of it. So that's probably I guess that might be the reason. But again, they would go through the credit of what he did on that movie. So I don't know.
One scene. I'm just kidding. Yeah, they're like, here, you can direct that one scene where we pan out and it's just a shot of the city.
Yeah. I don't know, but I like the fight. Yeah, I like the finale of season two. I think it's probably the best finale out of the seasons that we've gotten so far, because it's just like the one that felt more like, you know, that like cheesy Karate Kids, like,
yeah.
And so, and this season tried to do more of that, but it felt like the wrong type of cheesy. I'm trying to remember the quote, and it was so cheesy. I don't remember the quote, but there was also one scene
so
where
cheesy
Robbie,
you could make a quesadilla.
Yeah, basically. Kidding. Basically, but there was one scene where Robbie just took his shirt, like his robe off during the fight at the
end. Oh, yeah, that was funny.
I was like, and next to the ref was like, I don't know. And Hawk is like, you know what? Shirtless fight, let's go. I was like, that's
fine. And then Hawk, yeah, and kicks his butt. That was awesome.
Yeah, and I don't know. Like, I'm trying to find some good things. I just don't, because all the bad things just took it over now.
I mean,
the training stuff was good, I guess. I like
the training was good. Johnny.
What about the rematch? Did you like the rematch between Johnny and Daniel?
Oh.
I knew that was coming at some point.
I like how they knocked each other out. That was pretty funny.
Yeah, that was honestly really good. But
see, that was well done. That was well executed, and that was a really good like nod to like how ridiculous their need to beat each other is. I love that. I thought that was hilarious. I think that's something where you're like, oh, that's it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, wow, what a good. What a good, you know,
show us the replay. It's like, okay, well, can you give us a different angle? Like, this is the only angle.
that was definitely really good.
I just love his like outdated with technology and all that. It's just like so great. It's like, do you have a phone? No. Why? It's so good.
I agree, and that's the funny thing is, like I said, it makes it funny. It kind of makes a laugh or a joke about it. Mm-hmm. And that's how it should be. I mean, ideally, it should be something that's like, that is goofy, funny, you know, and when you have characters that can play that, I do think that they do a good job of being super serious, mm-hmm. but they also do a really good job of being kind of goofy. Mm-hmm. I think that this season probably wasn't as good as some of the other seasons.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, this fact of like, ooh, you can kind of like ride like the, Okay, this one's good. Okay, this one's good too. You know what I mean?
It's not like
and
one
so,
like you don't feel like not watching. Like I don't say like, oh, I can't watch this season. I might skip a few scenes, but it's not like awful, terrible. Like season three is kind of boring. If you think it's like feels like a placeholder for like this season.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, okay, I don't really need to watch this one. I kind of get what's going on. Let's move. I'll just go to season four. It's like same thing with like the Walking Dead season with season four. Like that,
yes.
A lot of people hate the half of that season because
I hate it.
I honestly, I don't mind it. It's just really boring. Like it should, like the idea of like the group being split and like them being on their own for a couple of episodes sound really cool, but it's just like wasn't really executed well. Like, and so it's just like. I had a point where I was going for it. I forget.
It ruins the cohesive idea between these two characters to make them argue, to then make them come back together,
mm-hmm.
to then have them be like, we're best friends. It's too like.
Have you seen the movie After?
Who's in it?
I don't know. It's like, it's basically like it's a fan type of film. It's like, it's been on Netflix a couple of times, like after we could, or like, you know, something like that. I don't know. But it's like this two couple, think of 50 Shades of Grey, I guess, if you really want to. It's like these two couple young teenagers that like have this on and off, but they do nothing but argue with each other. But they get back together with each other at the end of the movie. It's like
almost the whole
sense.
Point. Yeah.
Yeah. And so that's what this season feels like. It's like, all right, cool. I don't know. Like I'm trying to think.
What would you think if you had to pick one character where you were like, I'm going to, you know, ride out this series looking to season five, what would be the one character where you'd be like, I want to be this character because they're going to have a good arc, or they're going to have a good, you know, that type of thing.
I'm going to try not to say Johnny, cause I said Johnny a lot. I guess Sam, I don't know. It's either Sam or Hawk. I was about to say Hawkeye. But
I would stick it out for Hawkeye too.
Wrong series, but yeah, Hawk. But I think, yeah, it's either Sam or Hawk. Sam in the previous, I think it was either season two or season three, where she's just like a whiny little rat. But
yeah,
and she's a lot better in this season. I liked how she's like, she's more open to change, which is I prefer to Daniel to be.
It's refreshing.
Yeah, it's like, okay, good. You're on my good side again. Good for you. I'm happy for you. Even who's that one kid that was like, even that didn't want to do anything with karate, the skinny tall kid. Oh. Even him.
The one, don't tell me, I know.
The one that has the super hot girl now, apparently.
Oh. That is the most confusing.
That just happened out of nowhere. They're just suddenly dating for some odd reason.
Dimitri,
yes.
Yes.
Like he's funny. And I was like, I'm glad that he got a moment to like where he's like, you know, sort of like a badass. But I guess even for him, because he's kind of came a long way. He started off like a little, he's basically the new Daniel. Sort of a little,
yeah,
bit.
Well, and you're kind of rooting for him because you're like, hey, like
you can relate to
I
him.
Like you,
yeah,
yeah,
you can easily relate to him. I'm trying,
no, it's nice when they make characters who usually aren't like that kind of mm-hmm. cool,
yeah.
It makes them so much nicer, you know, it makes it more enjoyable, mm-hmm. because you're like, oh, you know, I wouldn't have expected it was a plot twist for him to kind of become like the certified cool guy. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Like, and it's like, oh, even nerds can be, it's like that, it opens that door. It's like, oh, it's not only like you, not only like, like bodybuilders can kick ass, even like a random kid can do some damage. It's like,
well, your favorite middle schooler can kick butt. Did you know that?
No, I didn't. He has no point in the season. Like, he literally has no purpose. I don't feel bad for him at all. Is that sad to say? I don't feel bad for him.
You don't think so?
I don't know. It's like, even Daniel's son is a boy, which is like, I guess, the idea of making him a boy makes sense because he's a rich boy. That makes sense, but the reason for it doesn't. Because he likes the things that that this other kid likes. I guess, but his arc, I guess, is good at all, but it's the execution. Again, everything comes back down to the execution. If the execution isn't good, then the final, you know, act doesn't matter. So it's like,
so what do you see as like, I'm trying to process. What do you see it in terms of like who is a different character? Do you like what they did with Hawk and that they made him kind of good? What do you think?
I like it's not like I didn't hate him before. I was like, okay, this is cool. I like you from the start. So it's like, I'm glad that you're joining, you know, Miyagi-Do and you know, Johnny's side. What's Johnny's like new dojo even called? It's like
Cobra or Eagle Fang.
Eagle Vein. Yeah, that's funny.
it's different.
So it's like, okay, I accept you. You're part of the family anyway. So come on over here, and join us. He was like destroyed in this season. Like he got like his like he like somehow the Robbie and Tori knew that he was getting his tattoo rearranged, and just, you know, buzz cut his hair.
His hair, not his hair.
Like I don't know. They like there was even a rules like no messing with the kid. No. Getting in fights, like messing with them, but they, it's like, well, they didn't say anything about getting in a fight. They didn't say that we can't, they said we can't fight them, but we didn't say that we can't mess with them. It's like,
and chop his hair off. You're like
what's the difference?
I
don't know, but whatever. Who do you think changed so far from season one to now? Like the most as a character arc and like has the best story besides Johnny.
I mean, realistically, a lot of them don't change at all. They change, but they change minutely based on situation. So I think of like Sam has changed because she's, you know, she thinks the grounds to bully Tori are because Tori was evil to her and tried to stab her, which in retrospect, she was trying to kick her in the face. So she's just as violent as Tori is. I think, Stingray. No, I'm just kidding.
I mean, you want to be wrong, I guess, but
Yeah. Great question. I would probably say, I'm not going to say one character. I'm going to say two.
Okay.
I think I see the relationship between Miguel and Johnny change the most.
Okay.
I think it's who I would change. How they interact.
I found the scene where he said, where Johnny was drunk and there was like a conversation between him and Miguel, but he was like saying like, oh, I love you and all. It's like, I see you as a son and all that. But then he says, I love you, Robbie.
And I know, that was really
and
that terrible.
Breaks his heart. And I had to pause it and take like a 2-minute mental break. I was like, I don't want to play it now. I feel sad.
Yeah. It was sad because of this fact that deep down he really wants this relationship with Robbie, but he actually feels that way with
Miguel.
Yeah, like he genuinely does. He was just obviously drinking, and so you know that's what he thought. You know, that's what he thought. So,
and I thought that would come back into play later on with him and Miguel, but it doesn't really. It doesn't really have like any affection on it besides of him, besides giving Miguel, I guess, a more of a reason to go find his real dad. I guess is like a push to him to go to do that.
Which did is you like, did you like that or not?
I don't know. I feel like it's like too late now. Like we're coming up on the final season. Like that's a big character development to do on the last season with only 10 episodes. And you know, worrying about and then it's like you know you're trying to also you know finish all these other character developments as well and these like closers and all that. It's like so that's like just another thing to add on. And so I guarantee what's going to be is that he's going to find his father, and it's not going to be what he thought. And next is like, all right, yeah, we already know it's good. Pointless.
And he's gonna come back to Johnny and be like, Johnny, my best friend, you know, that type thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like we don't need it. It's like the same thing with Stranger Things in season two with 11 and that one episode where she goes off on her own, which everyone hates. And so
it was so pointless. It broke up the story.
It was also boring. It was just very boring.
Yeah, she didn't learn anything either. So it's like, yay. You didn't do anything.
I think it's gonna be something like that. But like I guess we're on this topic of season five. What do you expect in season five? Like how do you think it's gonna end? What's the conclusion?
Well,
Daniel dies. Everyone dies. That, World War III.
Yeah, definitely. Cobra Kai takes over the world and teaches people how to drop nuclear weapons.
Yeah.
No, how I see it going is, I hope it's not this cheesy. I see it as like Johnny reconnects with Robbie. But he marries Miguel's mom. And so Miguel and Robbie become like brothers or something. I see Sam dating Miguel.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Tori will end up with Robbie. And maybe like they invite the daughter in to come live, Tori to come live with them or something. And I see them all banding together with Kreese to like take down Terry Silver.
And then they go their separate ways or something like
that. No, they're going to come up with a Miyagi Cobra Fang Eagle Doe. Or like.
They all should just close their door. Yeah,
it'll be like, this is the healthy tournament that, you know, you should have had or whatever. You know, I hope it's not that cheesy, but I feel like that's what they're going to do. I could see that happening.
They could I feel like season four, I don't even think they needed a season five. I think they could have easily ended on season four, to be honest. Because like
yeah, that's how I could have.
For this first half of the season was just like recapping stuff from season three, sort of. And like, you know, continuing some character arcs from that and you know, finishing those off. And it's like, okay, then this is actually season five with the tournament and all that.
Yeah.
And so it's like they really rushed through the tournament. I thought the tournament was going to have more of an impact and like more of a like play into it. It's like, I feel like they don't, because like because the Karate Kid is like the only movie that actually focuses on the tournament. Like the tournament in the movie is like about 30 minutes long. And it's like, there's a couple montages, but you actually get to see the fights.
That's it.
Yeah. You actually get to see the fights. And here it's like, oh, we're in the semifinals. Like, cool. Well,
but
who's out?
I think they were trying though to fast forward to say, anybody who knows this already knows that it's going to happen, right? Mm-hmm. He's probably going to lose. They're going to lose, and they're going to have to make a comeback, and you know, the kind of cheesy stereotypical good guy thing. You know,
made a deal. Whoever loses closes their dojo.
Yeah, but we knew that nobody was going to close their dojo.
You think if Cobra Kai lost, they would have closed down their dojo?
No. Not at all. No. That makes no. It's stupid that they would think that.
And, someone has to die. I'm just gonna say that someone has to die. There got to be tension in this show.
They're gonna get Terry Silver to like say that he cheated, and then that's gonna lead to him getting fired.
Yeah, because Tori saw it, which is like.
Now the better question is Tori going to say anything?
I don't even think she likes Silver. I don't even think
she doesn't.
Yeah,
no, like, I think she likes Creed.
After that, she should just say something. It's like, okay, that plot line's over. That's the end of that season.
Well,
season five is like one episode.
The hard part is she wants to win, mm-hmm. but I don't think she wants to win by cheating.
Yeah, like that's her. And I think that's her like motto, isn't it? Like she wants to, like she doesn't want to be known as that like person. She wants. Her whole story is that she is a broken person, and winning by cheating isn't going to prove that.
No.
Yeah.
And that's what's difficult is, everybody goes, oh, you know, she doesn't, you know, I'm trying to think of how I want to describe this. You know, she doesn't need to, you know what I mean? Or she doesn't need to do X, Y, Z things, etc. And it's like, well, I feel like at the same token though, that part of her growth is to say, hey, you know, it was cheating. Mm-hmm. I want to win because I won. Mm-hmm. That's why I have a hard time, because they're like, oh, you know, they make Tori out to be this horrible person. She said she doesn't want people to give food to her. Mm-hmm. So why would she want to be gifted a win?
Yeah.
Now she has doubt in her mind that she didn't actually win, which well she couldn't have won.
I mean, like she had the opportunity to win, but with the results, she would have lost. Like, cause she would easily lost with the results that we got, but she could have won on her own with another point.
And it's just interesting because it's like, oh, you know, it's very different, right? And so, I don't know, I find that interesting. So,
what do you think the idea of bringing back the, I forget his name, like the Chinese dude, is it not?
Oh, is it Shouzhen? It's Shouzhen, right?
I think it's Shouzhen. Like, I have no idea how to say his name, but like, what is his purpose to come into the season five, really? Like he has
he's going to help train because you know Miyagi-Do is so important to him, right? That's what I read.
I guess that makes sense. I mean, like he's honoring Miyagi, which doesn't make any sense when Daniel's dishonoring Miyagi with the way that he's going down. Like
I don't know. Maybe it's the don't give up, don't quit mentality. But I mean,
even the don't quit mentality isn't like, there's a point to, you know, okay, it's time to stop. Even though you have that mentality, it's like, I'm tired. I don't care anymore.
Yeah. And that's the hard part is, you know, people make it seem like, oh, you know, Miyagi-Do, he's just going to give up. Okay, well, no.
No, he fought to his end.
If you think that they're going to do that, you're pretty dumb. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I don't think he is going to like give up. That's not like what, like, no, but I think like for like being through this, like for four seasons, like I'm tired. I think it's just, this is how it's going to meant to be. And there's just nothing I can do about it.
Well, and that's the hard part is you sit there and you're like, whoa, like, how does that make any sense in terms of like, that's not really good. Is that good character redeeming? Like, is that a redeeming quality to those characters and stuff? I don't really know. I don't really have an answer for you. And so I see it as like, what was the point of that? If I don't know, you know what I mean? Do you see what I'm saying? Like, what was the point of that whole like struggle? That strife, and then like, oh, just kidding, I'm not actually gonna follow through.
Yeah.
Like, we're better than Kreese because Kreese and them suck. Oh, but by the way, we actually don't follow through with our word.
Yeah. Making you look even worse than Kreese.
Yeah. That's even, what I mean. If that's though, the case.
Even if Silver cheated, when they, it still makes you look terrible. Even though that, like, yeah, he cheated, but it's like, I'm still not going to own up to my bet. The thing that I said I will do if I lose.
Yeah. And that's the hard part, is it's like, well, if that's the case, like, what was the whole point in the first place?
And, like, another thing that I realized throughout this season, like, nothing really bad happens to any of the characters. The only thing terrible really happened is to Miguel with his back. Like, that's the worst thing that has ever happened.
Oh, you mean in
season two?
In, like, oh. Yeah, and, I know.
And, like, but, it, like, it's weird, no one, isn't it? Like, no one... Like, no one, like, in this season feels like there's, like, you know, anything bad can happen. Like, I feel like if this was, like, with the marriage with Daniel and his wife, I feel like if this was, like, a real situation, their marriage would have ended long ago. It's like, you're still acting like a child, and I thought you can put this behind you, but you can't. And it's like, I gotta go. I can't.
Yeah, I know. He's like a three-year-old.
Yeah.
He's like, oh no, I can't believe you're fighting. You're like, oh my gosh, why are you so agitating?
And he's shocked that his son is a bully. It's like, I think
you is that shocking to anybody, really?
No. Like, no, especially coming from a rich house, it's like, that's like probably like, that's like mostly common when it comes to, you know, rich kids. Like, it's like, oh, I can do whatever.
Being kind of punks.
NXT tries to do the right thing by grounding him, which I don't think really has entered any play with what comes next. It's just mostly him realizing what he did is like, yeah, he was wrong, but doesn't really I don't think like it had really ain't a big impact on it, because he's only grounded for like 2 weeks. It's like,
yeah,
that's like a slap on the wrist. Like,
you're like, oh no, why are you doing that? Don't do that. And then it's like, oh no, they just did the exact opposite.
Yeah, like, sorry, what were you gonna say?
Go ahead.
Well, it's like, then they had this whole entire like counselor thing with this, like, for like 5 minutes. Like, they, it's like, oh, you're the problem, which technically they're right. You are the problem.
Yeah, but the counselor didn't do anything. I think that was just for like joking appeal for parents.
It's like for like comedy relief, but it has no impact at all.
Because and they don't, it wasn't really that funny. It just seemed very like
this could have been taken out and have no, it would have done nothing.
Yeah, like it would have done absolutely nothing to the show. And that's the hard part, is when you have stuff like that, you're like, what was the whole point of, you know, what was the point of that in general? Like, why do that when you're just going to do the opposite? And it can be really confusing, because, you know, you sit here and you're like, well, like, don't do that to a character that, you know, you've really been building up the story for. Like, that doesn't make any sense to then go through and change it. I don't know. Sometimes they do stuff, and
especially this late in the game. It's like, oh, now you're trying to develop Daniel's son, which had a big, you know, change in the previous couple in this season. Like, he was this, like, he was still like spoiled, but he was like playing video games and he like doing all these other stuff. But then he's just like a complete different character in this season. It's like,
yeah,
I don't know. It's like. You trying to develop a character and bringing other characters in, it's like, I don't care for this character. And like, and this is just another reason, like, I didn't care for the kid that becomes, you know, the bully at the end of the season. I forget his name. It's just so late in the game to introduce a new character like that
they do that kind of stuff, and then it's like, well, this is really confusing. What was the whole point? Why would you do that development-wise? But they try and do that kind of stuff all the time, and that can be really confusing, just like in general.
Like a big risk to do. as like, it's like bringing a whole entire new character on with, like, in the finale of a show. It's like you're trying to, and you focus on this character throughout the episode. It's like, for example, Hawkeye and with Echo. Echo gets her own like segment for like 10 minutes of the third episode. It's like, and they announce her getting her own show before she's even, before we even see her in Hawkeye. It's like, I don't care. Like you're probably like a good person and all, but I just, sorry, I don't care. I don't like being forced to like someone. I hate it.
And you, well, and you want to like somebody because they're a good character, not because you've been told to like them.
Mm-hmm. And that's what they try to do with the, like, the new character. And so it's like,
But they do that kind of stuff all the time, though. And then they go, oh, like, it's like inconvenient if you, you know, don't like, you know, you don't like a certain aspect.
Yeah. And it's like those people that say, like, well, that's how they, it's like, that's how the writer wanted it. And so you have to like, it's like, no, I don't. No, I, it's like, no.
Yeah. You're like, this sucks. I don't like that.
It's like, no. It's like, it takes time for like this, like, to get to the point where like Johnny is. It not only took the first movie, because then like after the first season you go back and rewatch the first movie, it's like, yeah, Daniel was kind of like the villain a little bit in that movie. And
he is. Well, and that's the thing, is people go, oh, you know, he's a great character. I'm like, well, not really, he's kind of a jerk.
Yeah, like he comes in like, at first, like, yeah, I can understand Johnny, you know, being jealous and all, but then he antagonizes it later on, and it's like, and Sam is kind of going down that route a little bit with Tori. It's like, okay, that's a cool connection, but it's like, you're just all you're gonna do is make me hate the character.
Well, and from all his infinite wisdom that he keeps telling you about, because, you know, we do Miyagi-Do and blah, 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 blah,
blah. At
some
point, yeah, like, at some point you just start hating him because he becomes ignorant. How do you say it? Ignorant. It's like you're starting to sniff your own farts.
Well, and you sit there and you're like, why are you doing this? Like, what is the reason to which you would continue to, like, do that, right? It just doesn't make any sense.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I definitely get it. And it's difficult because you're like, oh, you know, I'm actually really excited, you know, for, you know, this show and, you know, the new stuff that they're going to bring. And then they do stuff and you're like, why, like, what was the point of, why would you do that in the first place? Like, what would compel you to, like, really change a story or change something about, I don't know, there's key values and stuff and characters where you're just, you shouldn't touch them, I don't think.
Yeah, like, I was excited to see Silver. It's like, even though I didn't really like Cry Kid 3, but I was like, okay, you know what? I'm excited to see Silver. I want to see what he does. But the way that they set up his character, it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, you kind of go, ooh, you're like, okay, I can see, like, he's kind of evil.
It's messy. It's like set up messy. It's like he's like this guy that's settled down and has like a life, but then Kreese comes along and messes it. And it's like, but then gets in his head, but then comes back for a reason and goes against that reason. And so it's like, there's no development of him slowly changing his mind. It's like instant, like, oh, I'm you know what? Fuck Daniel. It's like, what?
Yeah. What?
And like Daniel just hating everyone, and like, even though he hates Silver for no reason, because it's his fault for going to Cobra Kai in the first place in the third movie, because he wants to be trained.
And that's the weird thing too, is you're like,
why do you hate Silver? What? Silver was just doing his job.
Exactly, like he was supposed to be training him that way.
Yeah. Well, and Kreese was like saying, like, and even like Kreese wanted him like to mess with Daniel, but it's still Daniel's fault for even going there in the first place. It's like Daniel blames everyone, but doesn't own up to his own mistakes. Like, that's the whole point of this show, is to own up to your, like, Johnny's the only character that is real, that he is owning up to his own mistakes.
See, but. Yeah, well, you're right. He really is. And even then, they all like, oh, and they start arguing and like cry. And you're like, why are you? I don't know. The consistent arguing sometimes is very confusing. Do you agree?
Yeah, there was an argument with Robbie, like I forget the argument. Like the Robbie was like fighting something. I can't remember the exact quote. But like yeah, there's a lot of arguments. Like what's wait. Okay, like there's a scene with Tori at this part at this children's party, and Sam is like nagging her for like just working. It's and it turns into this big argument. Like Tori, I guess supposed to show that Tori is just like just trying to do her job,
Evil. No, I'm just kidding.
but then she goes and backfires, but it's like and undoes all of that and just like makes the kids, pick on Sam. It's like, you just doing that just makes Sam look better than you, even though she
Well,
antagonized you.
and we see this antagonizing, and how she does it, you're like, she's working a job, and I don't know.
I don't know. Even Tori getting the kids to like do something is like that's even worse than what Sam was doing.
Yeah, I agree. It doesn't make any sense. And you sit here and you're like, well, this is stupid. Like, why would you? I don't know. That it makes no sense to me how they could like sit there and like be like, oh, this is a great, she's a great example. I'm like, she kind of sucks.
Like
Or like,
everyone
oh, don't
sucks.
you?
Everyone sucks, except for Johnny. Like literally, everyone sucks, but Johnny and Miguel. Like those are the only
Yeah.
two likable characters.
They do a really good job with Miguel, actually. Like, he grows and he like wants to learn Miyagi-Do, and he also wants to learn the other one. I kind of like it. I kind of like how different it is. So, and it's good because when he builds stuff like it, when he builds his development that way, it just makes him so much more
Human.
so much more interesting human. It makes him a more likable person. And that's what we should be getting, is we should be getting likable characters who people can like see, oh, ooh, that's a character that I resonate with, or reminds me of,
Or who I want to
me.
be.
Yeah. And sometimes they don't do that. And it's like, well, this is confusing and kind of stupid. But yeah, no, I totally agree. I think that that's I think that that's very true. So, I it's kind of interesting how they kind of build upon that and continue to build like that story or that narrative. So, but yeah.
How would you rate this season? Like, what's like the grade that you would give it?
I think there's a lot of information that I was really disappointed. I was like, you know what, you left a lot of info that I kind of desired and I wanted.
Like what?
Well, it would have been nice to see more development in terms of like Johnny and just in where they actually got along. They were getting along, but it was almost like a fake getting along. Like, what's the point of that?
Yeah, like there was this like it was like one episode, like probably like 10 minutes long, where like they start where Johnny and Daniel start teaching each other's like ways of their karate. And so like they kind of bicker, like they kind of like do this tug and war thing where like this is stupid with Johnny like painting the wall. It's like and they so then but then they have Daniel do his thing like of like like what's it for? I keep forgetting Johnny's
Miyagi-Do. Oh.
Johnny's new dojo,
Eagle
but
Fang.
Eagle Fang side. And so that you get to see both sides and actually get to see them both use it, but it doesn't really come into play at all when it later on in any of the
And it's
episodes. Because
confusing. You're like, what happened? Why did you guys argue? You know what I mean? You sit
yeah.
here and you're
Let's
like
work
what?
together, but not
Yeah.
really. Like, and it's like Daniel gets mad at Johnny for leaving for fighting these hockey people, which I found funny.
I thought that was funny too.
But it's like with the, and like, because Daniel has to like attack and but then he does it later on in the season. It's like, where's the
No, it's
character development?
yeah, it was kind of confusing. It felt mixed emotional wise. Like it didn't make any sense how it went from them getting along and, you know, being a good thing to then like, oh, just kidding.
Oh yeah, and with the rematch, like I like the rematch, but the reason for the rematch was stupid. Like the like whoever wins will teach their ways.
Yeah.
It's like you're just undoing the whole reason of the season. It's like, what's the whole
Which
point?
was to work together and use our two dojos. We're good when we work together and do stuff.
But they don't work together until the literally the last episode.
Yeah, that was really confusing.
But
Well, and then you
yeah.
sit here and you're like, why would you argue? Like, what was the whole point?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So like I'm thinking for
But yeah.
me,
Six,
wait.
six and a half, seven,
Okay. All right.
highest.
I was thinking like C plus. So yeah, seven like out of 10. I'm curious what Rotten Tomatoes and all of them are thinking. Like,
10.
are
No, I'm
they
just kidding. Negative one. I'm just kidding. I don't know. It's
let
hard
me
to tell with them, don't you think? Sometimes it's like, what do you guys,
like
you know, what do you
they're
guys say?
I feel like how Rotten Tomatoes does it, that they take the ratio of how people rate the show, like rate things. So like they do what they do is like they basically add them all together and put them in a percentage. So it's not like a true on full thing. So I think that's how they do it.
Okay.
Let me
Huh.
season four Rotten Tomatoes. Because they let me because I'm actually really curious because I haven't looked at what they think. Okay,
What?
100%. They give it 100% on Rotten Tomatoes, so that's not surprising.
Really?
Yeah, I guess I don't know. Well, only critics ratings 31, so only 31 critics rated it.
That seems interesting, doesn't it?
And user rating 553, which they gave it a 92%. So
Okay.
not a lot of people, I guess. Yeah, so that makes my point where not a lot of people rated it on Rotten Tomatoes. So that makes my point even more valid that they just t take the people that rated it and
Then
combine
give
them
it,
together.
hey, yeah.
So
But I don't know. I mean, I don't think it was,
it's
like I
not
said,
terrible, but
I wouldn't
I've seen
vault it
better.
to say that high. Yeah, I wouldn't say it's that high, I don't think.
Like I would rather watch Stranger Things season two over this, but skip that one episode because everything else of Stranger Two was great. Are you excited for season four of Stranger Things?
Yes and no. I'm interested to see what they do with this because I'm very intrigued to see how they like how they kind of pull all these pieces together. I don't know. It'll be interesting as to how they bring it
I
because I
feel
think
like
sometimes they get lost in like the you're like what happened? Like what was the whole point of that? You know
Yeah,
what I
it's
mean?
like every Netflix show feels the same at some point. It's like
Yeah.
they it feels like they get all the same writers together like to work on the shows like to save money because they don't want to hire anyone else new, sort of.
I don't know.
Because
There's
they get a
something
lot of the
interesting
same
about
they
it.
get they a lot because they get a lot of the same actors to work on certain shows.
Yeah.
So like even they're getting even like an Extraction 2, which is the
You
first
did see
Extraction
that?
sucks. I hate the first one. It's just like a boring movie.
I
And I
always thought it
just
was interesting that they are giving that another one. I didn't understand that. It didn't make sense to me.
I guarantee it's a prequel. It's like, well, Chris Hemsworth's dead, so.
I thought he wasn't dead. I thought the whole thing was that he was alive still.
I guarantee it's a prequel. The dude was shot in the throat and fell off a 50-foot bridge into water.
We're not gonna look at that.
But yeah, not a terrible season. I expected more. I mean, like, that's kind of all I do at this point is like I expect more because I've seen a lot more, and that's what the problem with like what when you see over 100 movies a year and basically see like 20 like 10 movies a month, it's like you start to see the repetitiveness, and it's like and you're like at that point it's like is this bad because I've seen this so many times, or is it bad that I because I see so many movies and it's kind of my fault, or is it the movie's fault? Like
I think you just have expectation to say like it should make logical sense, right? This should have more ground, more logic, more, you know, all these things. And sometimes it doesn't. And it's very confusing because you're hoping that it'll be something different. And then it's like, this is literally the exact same movie. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then it's like, well, what was the point of, you know, what was the point of watching this movie if it was going to be the exact same thing as this other movie?
Yeah. All I did was just wasted my time to, waste gas to come out here.
Isn't that how it always is?
Well, I mean, is it a waste of gas if I like the movie though? Is it a waste? I don't know.
One second. Hey, Dad. Sorry. I have a bunny in my house, and it's running around my house. Dad, the bunny's in this room.
He's freezing through.
Oh, okay.
That's why I shut the door. Okay.
Check this out. He was upstairs.
He was upstairs?
Yeah.
What? Upstairs?
Yeah, the bunny. He was running around in my room. No, I'm not kidding. Okay. Sorry, Austin, 1 second.
That's fine.
Right. Much better. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is it gray or green?
Well, it's green. It's
green. I like it. So, yeah, Dad, look. He opened the gate. Oh, yeah, those are all good together. Is that the gray and the green?
Yeah.
See, I'll take a color. Or I like the colors together. So.
Well, that'll be this one.
He's funny. So, all right. Sorry, Austin. Can you hear me?
You're good.
So the bunny ran upstairs. And I'm sitting here and I'm like, what the heck? Why is this bunny up here? So
that's cute.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I never thought of owning a bunny. It's like, is it good to have?
They're fun. He keeps things interesting because he kind of runs around and does stuff. So
does he sleep with you?
No, he doesn't do that.
Hi, Sam. You want to chase a bunny?
Yeah, I saw the cat. The cat would love to play with it, I would imagine.
I think they would be best friends. but, yeah, I mean, like, not a terrible season. But
no.
If you haven't, I mean, at this point, if you haven't seen it, then I feel bad for you just staying around for some odd reason. When we just basically gave the whole season away. If you haven't already, go watch it. It's definitely worth the watch. I mean, like with movies, it's also January. I don't think there's a lot of good movies coming out. Scream's out next week. That makes me worry with it being out in January. So be ready for that review. That'll be coming soon.
That should be a good. I actually am excited for Scream. I think they're going to do a good job with this one.
I have a problem with picking out, like, you know, if they hide the villain, I have a problem with picking out the villain in the like first scene I see him, and I'm like, he's the villain. And I'm like, oh yeah, I was right. Cool.
Do you think you'll be able to guess who it is?
I only seen the first two, and so I was really good at in the first one. It's like, okay, you, but at least the first one made me like second guess myself a lot. It's like, wait, you're acting strange. I think you're the villain, but then it makes this. But then I never thought of, oh, there being two. Like, that never came into my mind. And yeah. So, and next, the second one came out, I was like, okay, you're probably the villain, with it being most likely tropey. And I got the villain completely wrong. So that's the one thing I'm looking forward to, at least with Scream, like guessing who the villain is. I don't expect it to be a good story or like a good, like good movie on that side. I'm expecting it to be at least a entertaining movie and like a good reason for this killer, and like,
oh, okay,
and like keeping me on the edge of who it is. If I guess the killer like in the first scene or like who, or like instantly, I'm like, well, that was just
that would pointless. Suck. That would be trash. What would be the whole point of watching that?
Yeah, and so a lot of people think it's like what's his name, the guy from the first one that's been in all of them.
Oh, is it Dwayne or something?
It's like Dwayne or Dobie or something like that. Yeah. Like, people think it's him. I don't think so. I don't think it would be. I mean, that would be interesting. I don't know why they would do that, but it could be an option.
It wouldn't make any sense, would it? Genuinely, actually make
unless
sense?
He goes slowly insane. It's like, I've been always the one getting hurt in all these stupid movies. So let's see how.
Now we're gonna make you the bad guy.
Yeah, I don't know, but so yeah, we have a bunch of movies coming out. We have Uncharted next month, which I'm really excited for.
I'm excited for that one. Batman is coming up
March. That's after February. March is after February, right?
Yes. I know, but hey. I mean, it's still coming out. Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah. It's just strange. Hopefully you guys enjoyed. I don't know how long have we been recording for. We started at like 8:30, so
an hour.
Yeah, this is a pretty decent long episode, and so this is really good. Thanks for coming on. I appreciate the talk. We definitely went in deep a lot, like, you know, pulled out like threads.
I think we had similar expectations of like, hey, this is what we wanted to see in a movie, mm-hmm. and I think that they did a good job of like setting up and kind of, you know, they did a good job of making it pretty good. Could it have been better? Sure, of course. I mean, anytime. But I think genuinely they tried to make it something that was different, which I liked. So,
Yeah, I think they're just, I think now these days they try to make you understand the villain more.
Yeah.
Which is like, I mean, that's good and all, but I miss some movies or shows like the villain just being evil just for the sake of it. Like, for example, Scar in The Lion King. Scar is just evil for the sake of it. He doesn't.
For fun.
Yeah. People think I take movies so serious, which yes, I do. I mean, like,
that you wanted to mm-hmm. be like that.
Yeah. But I do have like that fun side of me, which is what Scream is. And so it's like, okay, all right.
I also like the illogical, mm-hmm. like the, oh, that doesn't really make sense, but it's kind of fun.
Yeah.
It's different.
And I like the dumb fun. I guess my expectation for like, worst type of movies is that it's fun but it still sort of makes sense even though it doesn't really make sense, like that type of in that type of realm.
It has some logic, some parameter.
Yeah, like it has rules type of stuff. Like it doesn't break its own rules like in 5 seconds. Like, oh, we can't, like in Fast 9, we can't break the law of physics, breaks the law of physics in 5 seconds by sitting a car into space. Like,
that's actually pretty funny. I actually laugh every time I see that.
It's a lot of people hate Fast 9. Like, that's like the where people's like, yeah, no, Fast 9 is terrible. But anyway, so yeah, thank you guys very much for coming out. Thank you guys very much for staying around. Hopefully I can do more exclusive episodes. I honestly really like separating the review show and this, because it's like it's something different. And it's in its own bubble, and like it feels a little bit more fun. And this one kind of, when I do like its own episodes, it's like I don't have to worry about editing or anything, or worry about have to finding news or
just
anything.
Do whatever.
Yeah, like just kidding. Well, and just sit back and type it, just chill and talk. And so it's,
yeah, which is nice, and then we can cover a multitude of, you know, mm-hmm. movies, topics, types of things. So, yeah, which is exciting.
yeah, it's like whatever. But yeah, thank you guys for listening. And like always, I'll see you guys in the next episode. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.